I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. When StoryCorps visited Columbia in 2016, Glenn Saborish and his wife Lee Malerich shared how a painting and a dream helped them reconnect after meeting many years before. Here's Glenn.
Early in 2008, I had a lot of quiet mornings before I got my son off to school in the morning before I went to work. It was just he and I living at home. His mother had died in 2005, and I was a single parent. And one morning I woke up, I think after having a dream about Lee, who I met in 1971 in May at an art fair in Florissant, Missouri. And anyway, for some reason, I couldn't get you off of my mind for probably a week. And a good friend of mine told me that I should Google your name. Well, I wasn't very good on the computer. It was kind of the monster at the top of the stairs for me. I finally got up the nerve to do it and found where you were living and contacted you.
And he sent a nice card to my ex-husband's address. And Bob kindly forwarded what you wrote to me, which was an amazing little creative note card. I remember sitting at the bottom of the driveway in the car, opening up this little letter that said, "Do you remember me?" And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And I wrote you a letter back, but I wrote it on a postcard because I had no idea if this man was married or anything like that. And so we started writing.
When we were at this art show, which after the art show, we dated two or three times.
In the summer.
Yeah.
That summer.
Summer of 71. And what we did, I think either I bought something or we traded some art or something, but I still had it. You know, every now and then, it would, you know, I'd look at that and it would cross my mind. I wonder where you are, what you're doing. You know, we didn't go out enough to develop any kind of love affair. It was just a couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't, you know, it was that artwork, I think, that kept you on my mind.
I think sometimes it's kind of like a sketch prior to a painting. And it may have been some kind of penciled-in sketch back in the early 70s to mature much later.
Yeah.
You know, when I became divorced, I thought, and I said to my friends, who says the last third of your life can't be the best third of your life? You know, I already had my cancer, already had all the things that people fear. And it turned out, you know, that I was right, but I thought I was going to do it myself. But we did it together.
Yeah.
And this is like, you know, the second draft of the sketch that was started in 1971 or 1972. It seemed like something was providing solutions for these two people.
Lee Malerich and Glenn Saborish at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.